Lewis Black, the Jokes on Us tour takes place Saturday the 24th at 8 o'clock at the Ulster Performing Arts Center, and it's a great pleasure to welcome back to our airwaves, Lewis Black. How are you, sir?
Just delightful, better every day. Every day just gets better and better. I thought, I really did think, how could 2018 be worse? And it is. It's really the first time in my life I have really thought it can't possibly. I mean, it might not get better, but it couldn't be worse, and it is worse.
So how do you believe, as the name of the show indicates, how do you believe the joke's on us?
Well, I mean, it pretty much says the subtitle of it is President Renders Comedians Obsolete. That's how the joke's on us. You don't need comics anymore when, especially political comics, in a sense, there are all sorts of jokes that can be done about what's going on, but really, literally, the joke has already happened. That's the joke.
And yet, what is happening isn't funny, is it?
No, it's not. But it is if you have a really dark sense of humor, as do I. And if you look at what's happening, as I kept saying, this is like, if you read this in a book, you know, what was going on in a book, you go, as a piece of satire, you go, this is a funny book. But as reality, it is, wow, it's exhausting. And some people are just, you know, are still, I mean, people are really, you know, it's not been easy for a lot of people. And people can say, well, you know, you can yell all sorts of things about those people, but it is. In part, it's the way in which the news handles it, too. The news doesn't help. You know, every day it's like, why don't you go to the burners on your stove, light your hair on fire, and then spend the rest of your day putting the fire out? That is might as well be what the news is.
You have been an observer for a very, very long time, doing this, being as a comic and going out and observing what has been our condition for decades. So when you look at this, and as you say, you never thought it could get worse than this, but what happened to us? I mean, what allowed this, do you think?
I think, quite simply, on just a simple level of civics, both parties, which are bankrupt on levels that are staggering, that are really appalling. Both parties do not have the kind of intellectual folks that they and kind of real leaders that we had for a long time, really in both parties. And so that didn't help. But then both parties in their infinite wisdom decided to nominate people that essentially, and this historically has never happened, they nominated people nobody liked.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, what they nominated was just, you know, I would say maybe 30% of the, maybe 35% of the Democrats really liked Hillary. Maybe 35% of the Republicans really liked Donald Trump. That was it. Even the Democrats who didn't like Hillary were begging the Republicans to come up with somebody.
Right.
You know, just try to come up with somebody. I had friends of mine, it was like, you know, if they just would nominate Kasich, who was kind of, you know, awful in his own perverted way, but, you know, not as awful. At least kind of, you know, knew, read Robert's Rules of Order and kind of went to a civics class and had some sense of history. And in the end, and, you know, a lot of people don't like this, but can read.
You know, I was listening to the you have a new album out. It's on it's called Black to the Future, and it now this will be new material. It's a new show that will be at UPAC, but this is the new CD that is out. And on there, you talk about gun control, you talk about mental illness, and both of these issues are what we're talking about this very moment.
Yeah, no, it never goes away. They used to say that. that's another way that I knew things were really wrong. Since they used to say that, you know, politics had to be, evergreen. That's why they didn't have a lot of political stuff on television or even, before the internet really hit big, you know, the TV wasn't showing politics. You say, go, once these guys are gone, they're gone. Well, no, that's not the case anymore. Once, you know, these issues don't go away. These issues are continuous. We got a Congress that has not dealt with anything in years, in years. And, you got a Congress that basically, the only thing that's important to these people is their, what they believe, what their beliefs are, their, what their party line is. And, it doesn't help. That's not what they're there for. They're there to talk to the other people and come up with a compromise between what the two parties believe. I don't really care what your party believes. It's not the be-all and the end-all. It's not why you weren't elected to shove that down anybody's throat, you moron.
So if you're performing tonight, do you feel an obligation to talk about the issue of school shootings or gun control that maybe would not be in the act last week, but perhaps could be in the act tonight?
No, it's been in the act for a while, but it's not. I don't really make. What I did was just I found a couple of articles that kind of say it without me having to comment. So it's what really has actually happened when people use guns. To be honest, it's funny. So, I mean, I found a reality, that kind of, basically shows why what we're doing is a level of madness to it. And it's kind of funny. And then there's even, I found another piece that was funnier than the other piece. So I use that. I've talked about it. I kind of brought it up a little. I didn't know. I mean, to be honest, I'm up every day. I watch the first couple hours of news until I get an anxiety attack. And what I find is that, I didn't know there were 18 school shootings in the last 45 days. I didn't know.
Yeah.
One of them actually occurred once. There was one, I think it was in Kentucky. And it happened in the morning, in the afternoon. I was talking to the guys who were on the bus with me, and I said, they haven't followed up on that story. And they never did follow up on that story, ever. And a lot of those stories, they have 18 school shootings, and a lot of them weren't followed up because not enough kids died. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right.
The only way you could, but we have 18 shootings in 45 days. Now we can talk about it. We can talk about it because if 17 kids, one kid getting shot in the school is enough for there to be a national discussion. And it's not political. It's not a political discussion. That's what's so stupid about this. That's what's appalling about it. Nobody wants to take away your gun. You're an idiot. Nobody's asking for that. They're asking for how do you deal with the problem that we have in terms of gun safety. It's that simple. It's called gun safety. It's called a community gets together and discusses gun safety. There's nothing political about that. Not at all. Schmucks. When the cops are telling you something, when the military is telling you something, when Montel Williams is telling you something, you have to pause for a moment and stop worrying about whether somebody's coming to your house. You're out of your mind. And the NRA is completely, the NRA was, what I did talk about in that act was just that the NRA was the last, they're the ones who basically said, we have to, the problem was mental illness, and that is part of the problem. And that, but that's why you have to have background checks, you schmuck.
Right. You can't.
If you're not going to deal with mental illness, which you're not going to deal with. Meanwhile, the NRA collects money in order to be sure that, everybody can have all the guns that they want. And I'm sure that none of that money goes to helping the mentally ill in any of their communities.
when you look at the material that you have and give me an idea of how it works as far as, so now it's the Jokes on Us tour, and that's pretty much set. So does that change from night to night, or is that pretty set?
No, it starts out with what my old, basically I have an endless tour. So I finished doing the show that, the last special, and then I take part of the last special on the road with some new stuff that I have, and then I start working on the new stuff, and that starts to replace, and then I find some other new stuff, and that starts to replace. So this article that I'm reading now, I didn't do, that wasn't in the last special, so that becomes one of the centerpieces of this special, and the stuff, the way in which I did from the time he was nominated or elected, I did like 25 different openings. Every night I'd come up with a different way to open, because I wasn't sure how you approach it. Now I've come closer and closer to how to approach it. So that's, the opening has changed. And then the couple of things. So I talk about good news first. Then I go, and I'm going to talk about good news for a while before it gets really dark. So I kind of take that direction with it, and then I do the thing that I've been told, to show them that my job could be just, I've never thought I'd do it, but I read one of his tweets, not in the same one every night. I don't go and look for the new ones. I may use one occasionally, like, on a night that something happens. But I keep, there's one that I found that I thought, okay, that's it. He's really it's the one where he calls himself really smart. He says he's really smart. That was the one. And I kind of go, this is really what I could be doing for a living now. And the reason I'm not doing it for a living is because CNN and MSNBC and Fox actually sit there and interpret and go on, and they talk about these tweets, and that's not their job. Their job is to talk about policy, and his tweets aren't policy. What his tweets are is pathology, and that's my job. That's my gig. That has always been my gig. It's not their gig. They're not allowed to do that. I get to do that because I'm the comic.
And what's great about this administration, I guess, in a comedic sense, is that if it wasn't for Trump, you would still have Ben Carson. You'd still have Betsy DeVos. You'd still have ..
I still have Congress. I'd have Congress. I'd have McConnell. I got Schumer. I got Pelosi. They all might as well. I mean, seriously, they might. I would. You could have a think tank as Congress at this point, and you'd be ahead of where we are. With a variety of fishes, the glowing fish, the neon fish, and then one of those fish that eats all the other fish, it's unbelievable.
Do you get a sense, is there anything, and I realize who I'm asking when I ask this, but is there anything that gives you hope when you're on the road and you're talking about these issues with people?
Yeah, the thing that gives me hope is that, I think that most Americans have given a 3x5 card and asked to write the 5 things down that they wanted for their families. That would make their families feel better, and what they wanted from, what they want. That they might have them in a different order, but they would all line up. They would all be the same. I think that 80 to 90% of what they would write, probably 80% for the 5 would be exactly the same. That's what gives me hope. And the Congress really doesn't see that, nor do they care about it, nor do they have an interest in it. No, I mean, really seriously, they are totally removed. They're not, they make these speeches, they are completely removed from the society they live in. I know that. I am, in that sense, removed from it. I'm riding around this country in a tour bus, for God's sake. I know that there's a kind of a removal that I'm experiencing. These guys, and then those schmucks are taking first class. That idiot Pruitt needs a first class flight. Are you kidding me? even Chuck Grassley, who is certainly not you know, the liberals, liberal, said, you know, you go to the back of the plane the way I go to the back. You go to the back. He said, you go to the back of the bus with the rest of us.
Unless you're mean to them.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be at UPAC. It's the Ulster Performing Arts Center. The name of the tour is The Joke's on Us. It is Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Lewis Black, it's always a pleasure. Have fun traveling the highways of this great country, and we look forward to having you in Kingston.
I'm looking forward to it. And also, the folks should know that if they have any questions they want to ask, they go to lewisblack.com. It'll tell them. After each show, I do a live stream from the theater, so we'll be doing a live stream from Kingston. So folks who are coming up there, if there's something that they want to yell and scream about in their area or from about in an office they work in or something that the government is irritating them, or drivers or, you know, whatever, they can send in those rants. And I really try to read 90% of what I read each night, more and more and more, comes from the place that I'm performing it. So it becomes about the place I'm performing it. And that's really, I've been doing this now for, you know, 2 years, and I think I finally started to figure out what I'm doing up there.
It's Lewis Black, the Jokes on Us tour, lewisblack.com. You can find out more about tickets for the show by going to bardavon.org. It's at UPAC on Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Lewis Black, a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Lewis Black, again, it's the Jokes on Us tour. He'll be at UPAC, the Ulster Performing Arts Center, on Saturday the 24th at 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.